It is that sparks off a fire go up, so inevitable it is that people are going to have trouble. But it is equally true for believers that our sufficiency is from God, 2 Corinthians 3:5. We will have trouble. Jesus said it in John 16, in this world you will have trouble. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Or, my grace is sufficient for you, as we read in this passage. All the necessary resources are available to us. In fact, the throne of heaven to which we go for everything we need, the throne to which we go for our salvation when we fall before God and bow to Him and confess and repent of sin and embrace Jesus Christ and ask God for Christ's sake to save us, that throne, the throne that we go to for wisdom and understanding and learning the Word of God, the throne we go to for sanctifying power and mercy, the throne we go to seek the will of God, to know His mind and to find His direction, the throne we go to for hope for the future, the throne is called the throne of grace. Thrones were not normally places of grace in the ancient world. When monarchs ruled, they ruled from fear and terror and threat, and wielding the power of death. But the throne of heaven to which the penitent sinner comes and the believing saint comes is a throne of grace, where abundant grace is always dispensed to give help to us in our time of need. The question then is, when we go through the deepest and most profound of all our troubles in life, is there sufficient grace? Well, the answer just from the general discussion we've already had is certainly a clear yes, but maybe we can look a little more deeply into that reality and find in this some profound wisdom and help. So let's turn back to our text, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 to 10. This is one of the most powerful passages in all of the New Testament. In fact, the whole section from chapter 10 through the end of chapter 13 is the most emotionally charged passage that Paul ever wrote. Here, more than anywhere else, more extensively than anywhere else, more deeply than anywhere else, the Apostle Paul